are worthy of my praise. You are worthy of my praise. The ways you made for me, the doors you open for me, you are worthy of my praise. You are worthy of my praise. You are worthy of my praise. The ways you made for me, and the doors you opened for me, you are worthy of my Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, there's no one like Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, there's no one like Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, there's no one like You are worthy of my praise. You are worthy of my praise. The ways you made for me, and the doors you open for me, me. You are worthy of my praise. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. And we thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you for another day that you've made, another day that you've blessed us to be able to see, another day, God, that you blessed us to rise this early in the morning with our right mind, another morning that you blessed us, oh God, with the use and activity of our limbs, another day, God, that you blessed us with a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, we rise this morning to tell you thank you, God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your unmerited favor. Thank you for being such an awesome God. Thank you for being such a mighty God, and because of all that you have done, God, you are worthy of our praise. You've been so good to us, Lord. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And as we begin this 22nd day of our fast and our consecration, God, you're worthy to be lifted up, God, because you have brought us from a mighty long way. God, you have ordered our footsteps. You have strengthened our bodies. You have encouraged our hearts, oh God, to continue to press on, to continue to run on, to continue to fight on, continue to hold on. And God, there's nothing that we're not able to do without you. God, we can't do anything without you. And so God, everything that we do, God, everything that we got, everywhere we go, God, everything that we are able to accomplish, it's because of you. God, you have blessed us, oh God, far above, oh God, what we ever thought or imagined. And every single day, God, you have a greater mercy. God, every single day you have greater favor, God. Every single day you have a greater step, a higher calling, God, that you have endeavored for us to accomplish, oh God. And so, God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, with praise on our lips, with joy down in our souls, God, we say thank you. Thank you for another chance to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way, God. Thank you, oh God, for blessing me to have a mind to seek after your face, oh God, and to turn from my wicked ways, oh God, to put flesh under subjection, oh God, to turn away from carnality, God, and to seek after your anointing and to seek after your power. Thank you for a mind to say yes to your will, God, because it's your will, God, that I want accomplished in my life, oh God, and it's your will, God, that we need you to accomplish in our lives, God. Not our will, Lord, but let thine will be done, God, that we may be pleasing to you, God, that we may bring you glory and bring you honor and bring you praise, God, and that we may magnify you, God, all the day long and bring you glory, and so that you may get the glory out of our lives, God. Help us to put flesh under subjection, because the flesh comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. The flesh comes, oh God, to allow carnality to rise and to be the strongholds in our lives. But who the Son has set free is free indeed. And we've been freed by the blood of the Lamb, God, who was shed, or whose blood was shed on Calvary's cross for the remission of our sins. Thank you for the blood, God, that still washes and still makes whole. Thank you for the blood, oh God, that still cleanses and still heals and still delivers and still sets free. Thank you for the blood that still has not lost any of its power. So, God, cover us in your blood, oh God, today, as we endeavor to do your will, God, as we endeavor to fulfill your purpose, God, as we endeavor, oh God, for your plans, oh God, that you think towards us to be accomplished in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we bind everything that's unlike you, God, as we go into our second day of work week, God. We bind everything that's unlike you, God, and what we want to do, God, is be reflective of you all the day long. Miss Mary Campbell said yesterday, we have to watch who we hang around, God, because spirits, oh God, are rub off on you, God. Let us be the spirit, God. Let us be the anointing, God, that your glory, God, may rub off and rub out of us and in, through us, God, and rub out onto those that are around us, God. Help us, oh God, to be agents of change, oh God, in our environments, whether it's on our jobs or in our schools, oh God, or in our homes, God. And help us to be the difference makers in the lives of those that are around us, and that means, God, that we will be the salt of the earth, oh God. But you have called us out of darkness, God, to be a witness, to be a light, to be the salt in this dark and dying world, oh God, to bring about preservation, God, to bring about healing, oh God, to bring about a keeping power, God. Let us be, oh God, the salt of the earth this day. For if the salt has lost its savor, oh God, wherewith, oh God, shall it be used, God? You said it needs to be cast out and tread upon under the feet of men. And God, we don't want our anointing, we don't want our walk today, we don't want our talk today to be cast out of God and tread or trod upon or under the feet of men. And so God, help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. God, give us the strength to walk worthy for you, oh God, today. Give us the anointing, God, to walk worthy for you, God, today. Give us the words, oh God, that we may bring you glory and walk worthy for you today in the mighty name of Jesus. We need your glory. And so empty our cups right now, God. Cast the devil out of the minds, oh God. Cast the devil out of the will right now in the name of Jesus, that this cup may be empty of carnality. This cup may be empty of junk, God. This cup will be empty, oh God, of those things that can't help us, oh God, this day, and fill us the more with you. I need your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Nothing else will do. Nothing will keep me. Nothing will sustain me but your spirit, God. And so we need your glory, God, today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we need your presence, Lord. We need your anointing, God, so that we may accomplish what you have endeavored for us to accomplish today. We need your grace and we need your mercy, so that your love, God, it's your spirit that will help us to love. It's your spirit that will help us to, oh God, to have compassion. It was your spirit, oh God, to help us to submit to those that have authority over us, oh God, and to obey them, oh God, knowing that they watch for our soul. It's your spirit, God, that will help us to walk right. It's your spirit, God, that will help us, oh God, to do right, God. It's your spirit, God. And so we need the transformational power, oh God, of your spirit to anoint us and appoint us and to direct us and to guide us and to grant us favor and strength for this day. We need your anointing, God, so that we may continue to do your will and that we may be pleasing to you. God, my prayers are that this fasting, God, won't just be a thing that we're doing through the day, but it's an opportunity. It's a catalyst,
Oh, God, it's an inspiration to go higher and to do more for you. Oh, God, Missionary Campbell said yesterday that to be the best, we must practice doing what we need to do. Our accomplishments that we made yesterday are not the same accomplishments that are needed today, but we need to do more, God. Greater, oh, God, is in me, God. Greater, oh, God, is willing, is in me, God. Greater, God, you have something greater, a higher calling in me. So, God, give us the anointing. Give us the strength to press towards you, God, to lay aside all those things that beset us, God, to lay down weights and lay down sins and lay down distractions, those things that hinder us, God, those things that stop us from rising higher in you, God, and help us, oh God, today to be who you've called us to be, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, those that have been called out of darkness, those that have been called by your name, those that have been adopted into the royal priesthood, God, into the greatest family in the world, oh God, those that have been anointed, those that have been cleansed and washed by the blood of the Lamb, those that have been redeemed, God, help us, God, to be who we are calling ourselves to be, children of the Most High God. And so, God, we want your will to be done in our lives. And so, God, we need your Spirit, so Holy Ghost, have your way. Allow the love of God to wax strong in us, God, so that we may love like our God loves, that we may love, oh God, just like he loves, because love casts out all fear. Love covers a multitude of sin. Love is not easily provoked, oh God, it thinketh no evil. Love does some great things. And what the world needs now, God, is love. And they need love to let them know that everything is going to be all right. They need to know that there is still a Redeemer, that there is still a Savior, that their sins, oh God, are not unto death, but there is another chance that if they confess with their mouth, oh God, and believe in their heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, they have a chance at salvation if they turn away from sin. But God, it's our love, oh God, that you put in us, oh God, that compels us to witness to someone, God. And so, God, help us to have a heart, God, and a contrite spirit, God, willing to reconcile, willing, oh God, to build relationships and not destroy bridges, God. Help us, oh God, today to fulfill your mission, God, your plan for our lives. And then as we work, God, throughout this day, keep us all day long, God, and let the spirit of hunger and a spirit of thirstiness, God, to rise in us, God, that when we assemble ourselves later together for our district meeting, God, that it'll be like a revival, God. Send the revival even now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that your anointing may destroy the yoke, oh God, that lives may be changed, God, God, souls may deliver, God, healing, miracles, signs, and wonders will be performed in our midst, God, because we have created an atmosphere, God. We have created an atmosphere where an explosion, God, can take place. God, we can't get our praise all out today at work or at school, God, and so let it build up into us, God, that when we assemble ourselves together, oh God, a supernatural miracle, wonder-working service will be performed in our midst, oh God, and that it will be a spirit of revival breaking forth in our midst. Continue to bless us in our district meeting, God. Bless our superintendent, God, and then bless those that have been sick among us, God. We pray for Bishop Thomas, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call out the name of Pastor Reed, oh God, healing in his body. We call out the name of Mrs. Oriana, God, healing in her body, God. We call out the name of Missionary Quirk, oh God, healing in her body right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for all of those that are on our prayer list, oh God. We pray that your will, comfort for the Simpson finally, God. Strength for, God, Brother Eugene McCowan, Senior, God, and God, to hear our pleas and hear our prayers, oh God, as we endeavor to go higher in you in this path, God, hide your word in our hearts, Lord, because it's your word that will keep us, it's your word that will help us and to sustain us, and it's your word, oh God, that will help us to continue to march on in you. And as we read your word, hide your word in our hearts, God. Let it be manifested in our bones, God, deep down within, so that we may regurgitate your word, that we may declare your word, that we may speak the words of life, God, because it's your word, oh God, that will help us to stand in this last and evil day. Bless us now. Keep us now. Honor our commitment to prayer and honor our commitment to fasting on this day. Let it, oh God, reap, let it come unto us as a harvest, God, that we cannot, oh God, contain, oh God, that we may be a blessing to you and that we may be a blessing to the household of faith. Keep us now, bless us now, and we'll give your name glory, honor, and praise. It's in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen.